It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Before state lawmakers return for the full legislative session in February, they're trying to figure out how to spend millions of dollars of COVID-19 relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado's economy is expected to recover faster than originally anticipated from the pandemic. Also, tax collections were better than expected last year, and lawmakers cut the budget deeper than they needed to. That means extra money for one-time stimulus efforts. The legislature's bipartisan joint budget committee will discuss options over the coming days, with a public hearing next Wednesday to get feedback. Governor Jared Polis has made his own proposals, including $500 million for an economic stimulus and other one-time spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
First-term Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has introduced three bills in Congress, taking aim at the executive orders President Biden issued in his first days in office. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The first bill would prevent the U.S. from rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement without Senate consent. The next would stop funding for the World Health Organization, and the last would overturn Biden's mask mandate on federal lands and for travel. None of the three brief bills are expected to go anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. Leaders there have applauded Biden's efforts to tackle the pandemic and climate change. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fewer than 0.3% of students and staff in the Cherry Creek School District have COVID-19, but those small numbers are still causing disruptions to classrooms. As of Thursday, 800 students and 92 staffers were under quarantine. Middle and high school students in Jefferson County and Denver Public Schools will soon return to hybrid learning, where they will be inside buildings part of the time. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.